What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
So, yes, indeed, welcome into Tomorrow for the broadcast for the weekend of, what weekend is this anyway? June 15th,
June 21st.
Oh, June 21st. Wow, time flies when we're having fun. And, of course, it's our special from CE Week in New York City. Delighted that you've tuned into Tomorrow. Know, by the way, that all of the radio interviews were also shot on video, so you can see the products we're talking about. You'll hear about it on the radio and then race over at your leisure safely to intotomorrow.com and check the videos of all these things, because there's some really cool stuff that we're showing you. And again, last hour, again this hour, and next hour, all 3 hours of today's broadcast. And the summer giveaway still goes on.
Several of our guests today have provided us added products for that giveaway.
Yes.
So call us at 800-899-INTO. Once your call gets on the air, you're automatically qualified for this giveaway. That's 800-899-4686.
Our next guest is an innovator in automotive electronics for more than 50 years, and he's kind of like a day over 20 himself. I don't know how he does it.
You're so nice.
Yeah, I know. The Executive Vice President of Sales for the Whistler Group is J.D. Davis. J.D., always a delight to have you. Welcome back into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave. Thanks for having us. It's always a pleasure to come to CE Week and see you and talk about some good innovation that Whistler's come up with.
And you're doing it again. You've got some really cool things to talk about. And the first thing that I want us to make sure and talk about, if you're listening on the radio, be sure to swing by intotomorrow.com. Check out the video of everything JD has to show and all the other cool products here at CE Week in New York this week. But this has got to be the tiniest, coolest-looking dash cam that I've ever seen. How do you determine its size, or how big is it?
This thing is just basically bigger than a silver dollar, Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really look at it, it measures just over 2 inches in height and just a 2 3/4 inches in width. It is what we call the smallest dash cam in the world, certainly that as of today.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow that
well, and
change
it has a display, though.
Well, the wonderful thing is it's got an 1.5-inch display. It's a full-color display. This packs a ton of features in this little unit. It has a 1080p with 30 frames per second. But one of the things that this has, Dave, that sets it apart from any other dash cam that we offer and that's on the market is that it has low light technology. So when you have a dash cam, you need to look at the quality of the video, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a video that's very blurred and very grainy, if you get in an accident, you can't really tell the license plate number, the car, if it was a car, a truck,
may not even be able to see if the light was red or green.
Absolutely.
Or those issues.
So you want to make sure that video is captivated and it's a good quality so you can see what happened. This has low light sensor technology, and when you are in bright sunlight, the videos are always good, right? When you get into a low light situation, dark even, the grainier that the video gets when you're videoing. This automatically senses low light, and it automatically goes to black and white. Now, Dave, you may ask, JD, why do you do that? Simply because it has better contrast.
Of course.
So you're now looking in low light conditions, and even in dark, in a neighborhood that just might have street lights. If I get in an accident, a parked car, or some other car that I don't see, this will give me a better video quality. And it allows you to see what happens. So
and this is available now?
It automatically. Yes, sir, it is.
For how much?
This right here will retail on the shelves for $79, Dave.
Nice. I mean, it looks like, for those who aren't able to see the video quite yet at intotomorrow.com, it looks like it's trying to be a little teeny weeny tiny digital SLR.
Well,
I mean,
exactly
it looks like
it
a camera.
It is like
that
old,
kind of a
it
camera.
It is like an old point-and-shoot camera.
Yeah.
But it's packed with some serious features. And, again, I think the biggest thing, you can put that up in front of your mirror, and it virtually disappears
yeah.
from you.
Oh,
you just
sure.
don't see it's there.
I mean, I'm going to put you on the spot and wrestle a couple away for our summer giveaway, maybe. We'll see. No pressure.
You know, we always support you, Dave.
You do.
Whatever it takes, your family will take care of you.
And our – yeah.
And we know that your listeners are certainly – they understand what technology is about. And
for
they
sure.
understand that we work hard every day to try to bring products to life that are affordable for the folks. And this product is really great. Again, the video is just super high def, 1080p, 30 frames per second. Mm-hmm. But it's the low light condition that really, when you're going.
It stands out.
It yeah. just stands
Makes
out.
A difference.
And it does it automatically for you. Now, you mm-hmm. can, user option. Opt out of that, but I highly recommend you use it.
Oh, for sure.
Because
I mean,
really
it's just
great.
Like a lot of the security cameras that I have at home, keeping an eye on the yards and so forth at night when it is dark. If the light hasn't come on for motion,
exactly,
you're seeing a very clear black and white picture,
right.
But it's very clear.
But it's
so
clear.
You see if somebody is entering or it's just a dog or what have you, it makes a difference. So by all means, good recommendation.
Yep.
Radar detectors as well, certainly something the Whistler Group knows a thing or two about.
Well, you know, that's what we cut our teeth on, Dave. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what we're known for. We've really had some innovation over the years. But recently we listened to our customers, and they said, you know, when you get into the vehicle, the windshield space is a premium. And can you do something? I got like three or four different items on the windshield, and it's kind of looking a little cluttered. Certainly if you did a dash cam and a radar detector. So we went to the board and we said, you know what, it's taken us a couple of years to design this, but we now integrated the dash cam inside the radar detector. And we didn't compromise on features, Dave. We took our high profile radar detector and made it with the dash cam so that you can pair it to your phone. So you have a sensitive radar detector with a dash camera that pairs to your phone so you can see the videos, see pictures, and you can take and download those and upload those to your social media sites.
Nice.
Just one quick package, and you've taken yeah. two items and now condensed it into one.
And so you got that peace of mind for both items.
Absolutely. This is our high-performance radar detector, so it's going to pick up K-band, laser, KA, X-band. It has 100 presets, so you can mark where some other opportunities. If you know that there's an officer or a construction place mm-hmm. at a certain area, you can certainly let that.
Or they just
too.
Added a red light camera or something.
Yeah.
You want to mark
yeah.
an area. We've had a lot of listeners lately talking to us about backup cameras and saying, you know, all the new cars have them, and that's wonderful, but I don't have a new car. And then people have said, I've seen some really good quality ones, but I got to run wires, and I'm not into that, or I don't know how to handle that, and I don't want to pay a 12-volt installer to do it or something. You've solved that problem, too.
Well, we took that same – there's a lot of folks that said, look, you know, because of the running the wires, you have a tendency of, what if I cut the wrong wire, then
yeah.
I have to have a whole another repair situation. And, two, if I have to have a custom installer, you know, so I might have bought something online for $40, but I had to pay $200 to get it installed. So where am I at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Dave, that the average old used vehicle on the market is around 12 years. So there's a lot of vehicles out there that do not have backup cameras. It's one of the most requested electronic items for automotive is a backup camera. But the problem has been that people don't want to take the time or don't have the nerve to go in and install it, because you do have to tie into some of the brake lights and that kind of a thing. What we did is we created a unit that has solar panels on it, Dave. So you briefly charge it when you get it out of the package. Once it's charged, it has a lithium-ion battery in it. The solar panels trickle charge the onboard battery. Now, Dave, you're going to use your backup, your reverse, probably less than 10 times in a day, and you're not going to have it on, but maybe 30 to 90 seconds. And that allows this unit to recharge, trickle charge. And you can actually park that vehicle with this unit on for about 45 days in your garage, no light whatsoever, pull it out, and it will still work.
And it looks to me like you might attach this to maybe your license plate bracket or something?
Simply, you take the unit, remove your license plate, put the license plate on top of the bracket, put down your screws, two of them, and you're in. You're done. Plug the monitor, it plugs into a 12-volt source, your cigarette lighter, and it's that simple, Dave. I mean, in truly in less than 10 to 12 minutes. All in, all done.
You have your backup camera, and it's wireless, so there's no install. The most of the install is to screw it on the license plate holder and to mount the suction cup to your windshield for the display.
That's right. And you know there's some units out there that tells you it's digital wireless. Well, you have to run wire to some power source. So don't be confused. It's digital and wireless from the camera to the monitor. This is absolutely, truly no wires whatsoever.
Okay, terrific. It certainly makes for an awesome, like, Christmas holiday gift if, in fact, you're thinking the perfect thing for somebody who has an older car, doesn't have the backup camera, and always thinking, I really need that whole safety and peace of mind.
Yeah, and that's for those people that do have the older cars, but also there's another set of those that have classic cars. Okay, you have a classic car, a 1930s, 40s, 50s.
A much older car.
That you don't want to have to tie into the electrical system.
Yeah.
You want something that's easy on and easy off. You can put this on, and if you go to a show and you don't want it on there, maybe that's part of the judging that they don't look at or don't want to see, you can simply remove
it
when
right
you get
off.
There in 10 minutes. When you
drive
it back out, boom, 10 minutes on.
JD's always got the cool stuff from the Whistler Group, and you want to visit them online. I know there's a whistlergroup.com. Couldn't be easier. And we'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. JD, thanks, as always, for joining us and always bringing cool new products to share with the audience.
Dave, we're always happy to talk to your audience. Any questions, please go to our website. We got a lot of information on there. And as always, Dave, it's just a pleasure to see you. Thank you, sir.
WhistlerGroup.com, intotomorrow.com. We'll meet you there and back with more from New York City and CE Week here on the Advanced Media Network.